Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6a. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from Mark chapter 6. He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on Sabbath he began to teach in a synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Casting out demons, healing diseases, even raising a 12-year-old girl from the dead. Who would not absolutely love these mighty works of Jesus? Not to mention to speak about his wisdom. Scripture tells us time and time again that the crowds cling to Christ's every word. Again, who wouldn't want to rejoice in these works and this wisdom and these words from our Lord? Well, St. Mark gives us the answer here in our reading for this morning. Who wouldn't want to rejoice in these things? Heartbreakingly, it's the folks in Jesus' hometown. There were works of Jesus that brought joy, peace, and life to others is instead met with pain, offensiveness, and ultimately, when we get down to the heart of it, unbelief by the very people that Jesus grew up with. Why? Because for them, Jesus was still the kid down the block. The kid that they watched playing games, went on field trips with, the kid that they watched learn carpentry from dad. This is the kid whose family are still there in the town. How can Jesus, the person they've known seemingly all his life, truly be the Son of God? The long-awaited Messiah that the prophets foretold. That just can't be, so they think. As we're all aware, homecomings are often seen as joyous events. High schools offering homecoming parades, dances, football games. But when Jesus comes home, this is not the case at all. And Jesus is far from being crowned a homecoming king by his own people as he preaches about a kingdom not of this world. Mark writes that Jesus began to teach in the synagogues. And what are these things that Jesus would be teaching about? Jesus' message is consistent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Turn away from those sins that you love to do. Turn to God. But this is a hard saying, isn't it? Consider our own lives. How do we like it when people call us to repentance? How would we like it if someone that we grew up with calls to repentance? Someone that we've known our whole lives. Yes, calling people to repentance is a hard thing to do. That's just in general. Calling family members, relatives, those that we grew up with to repentance, that seems almost impossible. Consider our own family gatherings that took place last month. We're told that the two things that we shouldn't discuss at things like Christmas dinner are religion and politics. So I ask you, what would have happened if you would have called a brother, a sister, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, adult children to repent and trust in Christ? Probably the answer for most of us is we would have gotten a similar response, or so we think, to what Jesus receives here. Offense at the word of God. We are, as Christians, called to share the entire counsel of God with those whom Christ has placed in our lives, both the law and the gospel, out of love for our neighbor, so that, as St. Peter writes, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The question is, do we? And if we don't, why not? What gets in the way? More often than not, we don't want to be rejected by our friends and family, by those that we've known the longest. We don't want what happened to Jesus here in Mark 6 to happen to us. We covet those temporal relationships more so than the eternal well-being of souls. So temptation is to shy away from these discussions and allow those that we love, those that we've grown up with, to remain secure in their sins. Mark writes that Jesus could do no mighty work there, meaning his hometown, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. No, Christ will not force his mighty works, his healings, his acts of mercy on anyone. His mighty work of atoning for our sins on the cross and the wisdom of the gospel can indeed be rejected, just as we see the Nazarenes rejecting Christ as the Messiah. The wisdom of God is indeed folly to this world. More than that, the wisdom of God is something that we know as our sinful human nature does not want to hear. Believing that Jesus died and rose from the dead, believing in any miracles at all. Yes, this wisdom of God, that his Son, true man and true God, born of the Virgin Mary, died and rose again for the sins of the entire world. Yes, this message, as we know from Scripture, is foolishness to this world, yet it is salvation for us. Today, dear friends, rejoice that the Holy Spirit has called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his whole gift of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We rejoice that God has placed someone at some point in our own lives that was bold enough to call us to repentance and share that gospel message with us, the Holy Spirit creating and sustaining the faith through the hearing of that word. Yes, Christ, the faithful Messiah, know that he is ever faithful and he is unwavering in his love for you. He gives you his word and his sacraments. He gives you faithful pastors, teachers, Christians in your lives to speak his life-giving words to you, whether at home or away. So dear Christians, today, do not be timid or shy about confessing our Lord's mighty works and his wisdom in this age of skepticism, doubt, and unbelief. Be bold in your confession of Christ crucified, just as our forefathers professed the faith. Just as someone in your life professed it to you. Rejoice in our Lord's promises to you that your sins are forgiven, that he has redeemed you with his holy and precious blood, and that you are his. Rejoice that we do have Lutheran schools that teach us the wisdom of God and Christ's mighty works, as our Lord uses these means to equip us to confess Christ crucified in our own lives, to our own friends, families, and in our own hometowns. Pray unceasingly that just as Jesus still performed healings in places that outright rejected him, that Christ would likewise turn the hardened hearts of friends, family members, relatives, acquaintances, to his marvelous light, to salvation in him alone, just as he has done with you and with me. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.